Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Wednesday, the 5th of February, 2014. So, I've been mulling over what are the tips and tricks of, you know, how to feed your family on a budget and how to plan around feeding your family on a budget when you have very, very little time. I'll probably return to this on the written part of the blog tomorrow, Thursday, the 6th of February, when I'll detail a little bit of my opinion on the BBC Good Food Show that has been airing on Monday evenings on BBC Two. But in the meantime, I've been looking at how I manage my food budget and why it's important that you have to be organised. Well, you personally, you don't have to be organised, but I have to be organised in order to manage the budget, in order to make sure that I get the absolute most out of the budget. So last week I wrote a blog post about batch cooking and about how I prepare a couple of meals worth of mashed potato on a Saturday morning, wait for it to cool and then freeze it so I can pull it out during the week to make life easier on me during the week, and how I prepare certain root vegetables and put them into plastic boxes and keep them chilled in the fridge so it makes life easier on me during the week. And actually, if you think about it, one of the reasons why people fail at living on a budget is not to do with whether or not they have a budget to stick to. And it's not to do with a lack of skills. As a matter of fact, I believe that most people are capable of cooking food for themselves, but often it's the time, the convenience element that catches people up. And I put both hands up and I have been known to get caught out by the convenience element. When you're absolutely shattered, when you've been taking care of the kids all day, when your two-year-old has a meltdown just as you're settling down to cook dinner, when you reach into the fridge to take out what you thought you had in the fridge for dinner and realise that it was in the freezer, particularly if it's raw meat. These are the things that can trip you up when you're not organised. And that's the point where people can reach for the convenience food in the freezer or can reach for the telephone to dial for a takeaway. We are seriously time poor these days. Actually, if I remember back in days when I did study marketing, I think it was Kellogg predicted that there would be a switch, and I've seen this happening, that there would be a switch in society, that we would switch at some point from being time rich to time poor, and that this would drive an awful lot of food and convenience products. And in truth, that's what has happened. Although, interestingly, from the point of the Celtic Tiger in Ireland, we were cash rich and time poor. So convenience foods probably for many people would have been the high end, and they would have been able to pull the wool over their own eyes that they were eating well, but they were still eating convenience food or they were eating out and about in restaurants. Now we're in the throes of a recession, and don't mind me, I know that the new employment figures have come out and the live register has gone down again, and I know that certain economic think tanks are saying that we're coming out of the recession. For those people who are on the breadline, who are on the frugal end of, you know, who are on minimum wage, who are on barely on a living wage, this is still a recession. We're still in a recession. Bills are going up. Things are becoming more expensive. And now we're in a situation where we're both time poor and cash poor. So that's where it's easy to make a judgment that would result in you eating food that might not be so good for you. If you do, don't beat yourself up about it. I totally understand how and why it would happen, and I've been there, I've done that, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to do that, because I'm just a normal person. There's nothing special about me. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not a saint. Don't stick a halo on my head saying that I eat really well all the time, that my portion sizes are always small. Jenny Mac, you should see my waistline. You know, this is what normal people do. Normal people, when they don't have fresh food in the fridge and they don't have the time to cook, they eat convenience food. So this is where I hope that you'll get some tips and tricks from me in the new book that's coming out. I announced it in my newsletter, which is dispatched once a month. It's a MailChimp sign up. It's on the right hand side of the blog. If you visit the blog, it's wholesomeireland.com. But I announced in my newsletter what the title of the book would be. So here you go. The title of the book is Wholesome, and the subtitle is Feed Your Family Well for Less. I can tell you that for various reasons that will become more apparent in the future. When I shot, styled, cooked, did everything for this cookbook, wrote it, the whole lot, we were reduced to living on €50 a week for food. So I can tell you that this book is as true to life as you're going to get it. It was an experience. We don't have a huge amount more than that to eat, to live on every week, but we do have a little bit more than that. I can tell you that the book is written from personal experience, and that it's not going to be somebody telling you that you're wrong, I'm hoping that it's going to be a book that you can pick up, and if you take one lesson away from it, or if you take one thing away from it, then it's worth your while picking it up. I hope that you'll be inspired by the book. I hope that you'll understand that you can do it, you know, that it is doable, and that feeding your family well on a budget is not too high a mountain to climb. Anyway, there is just about 8 weeks to go before the book comes out into bookshops nationwide. I'm very, very nervous. I've put my heart on my sleeve. Well, if you know me, you know I always wear my heart on my sleeve. But I mean, this book is me. This book is all about me. There's no airs and graces. It's about us, it's about our family life, it's about why and how I manage the budget and how I manage for us to make ends meet. So I'm hoping that those who do buy the book understand why I've written it, because it was incredibly difficult to do. And I felt that I had to do it, that I had to write it, that I had to get it out of my system, because I felt that because so many people were visiting the blog for advice, and the keyword searches leading people to the blog for advice, that it would be handy for people to have it in a book. Blog's still there. I'm still blogging 3 times a week without fail. Oh gosh, I'm just so nervous, and far, far more nervous than I am excited. It's a totally new feeling, totally new. This is totally been my project. I mean, up until I was made redundant, I worked for a living. I was always employed. I never worked for myself. And this book was something that I did for myself. Is it selfish? I don't know. I'm hoping you don't think it's selfish. Anyway, there you go. There's my heart in my sleeve again. If you're wondering how to find out how to live on a budget and how I manage living on a budget and what life is like in a household on a tight grocery budget, you'll find me over on wholesomeireland.com. In fact, you'll find me on most good social networks, Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where I'm @wholesomeie. Take care, and I'll talk to you again soon.